Hi, I'm Juliet. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. April is here, but don't be fooled. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
We've all heard of April showers, but Wildcats became acquainted with April freezing rains this week. On the first full week of classes, clouds, winds, and precipitation ruled, officially crushing any sunny feelings left over from spring break. Now let's take a look into this week. Overall, the coming week will start off with relatively mild temperatures and mostly clear skies with highs in the lower 60s. By midweek, a weak cold front is due to sweep through the area, which will bring some extra cloud cover and potentially some rain on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see a slight dip in temperatures, but nothing too extreme, with highs in the lower 50s. Not pleasant, but it's not freezing, and I'll take what I can get. The cold front will pass by at the end of the week, and temps will slowly start to rise again into the weekend. Honestly, if I were you, this would be the week, and probably the month, to keep your umbrella on standby. One minute it's sunny, giving you a glimpse of spring. The next, you're running back to your coat and waterproof shoes. Although Chicago still won't fully relent to spring weather, those Mayflowers are right around the corner. And as we watch the greenery bloom back to life on campus, it's important to remember that spring is not all roses. For about 1 in 4 Americans, it also means allergy season. This is the season that pollen production by trees, grasses, and other plant life ramps way up. For some sensitive parties, this can cause itchy throat and eyes, sneezing, the works. This can really put a damper on spring spirit, so don't forget to stock up on your allergy remedy of choice sooner rather than later. You don't want to get caught without it on the day you need it most. Nasal sprays, antihistamines, and decongestants are all possible options and are available over the counter. Pollen also has a sneaky little way of invading our indoor spaces. It can cling to clothes, shoes, and even our skin and hair. This makes it fairly easy to track into living spaces without us even noticing. This can build up, eventually making your room just as treacherous as the outside. One of the best ways to help mitigate allergy symptoms indoors is to shower off and change clothes when you come back from a long time outside. If that's not possible though, other ways to keep the outside outside where it belongs are not wearing your shoes around indoors and keeping your windows shut. But whichever methods you choose, I wish you the best of luck. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, be patient with your sneezy friends. They can't help it. In Evanston, Illinois, Juliet Allen, WNUR News.